Tom, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Yes, it's great to be here, Chris.
Well, good friend of the radio station. You're kind of a veteran of the airwaves, aren't you?
Yes, I've been here multiple times.
That's right.
And it's always a great pleasure to come here.
That's right. Well, we want to talk right off the bat. The biggest stop on the Knox County Scenic Drive, you said it's got to be the fairgrounds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's got to be the fairgrounds. Is probably the biggest stop on the Knox County Scenic Drive.
Yeah.
We have, 80-plus vendors. And we kind of gain about every year. We'll gain a few vendors during COVID. That was hard on a lot of the events.
Yeah.
And we lost some vendors there that elected not to do it or didn't want to do it. And of course, we canceled that whole drive. The 2020.
Yeah, 2020. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we canceled the whole drive, and so now some of them are just now getting back in the groove. But some have elected, hey, I'm getting too old. I don't want to do this. This is too much for me, and they've not come back.
Yeah,
but we've
right.
got some younger people that are involved with it also. So that's a plus.
Yeah. So you've got all sorts of what would you say that there's a maybe a type of vendor that likes to come out to the fairgrounds, or is it just a kind of a mix of a lot of different things?
No, we try to put somebody in there for everybody. As far as merchandise, shopping, we have clothes, we have. We have just a little bit of everything. If you're looking for iron to buy for antiques, or if you're looking for wood products, or if you're looking for anything, we try to put in a huge, big array of things in there, and it's turned out real well so far.
Right. Well, Knoxville historically has been one of the biggest stops on the kind of the central part of the Knox County Scenic
Drive. They were the original. They were one of the originals. And
but it was mostly downtown, though, right?
Yeah, it was in the park.
The fairgrounds wasn't always a part of that, was
it? No, we opened up about 22 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, has it been that long?
Yes. I've been involved with it a long time.
You have.
And I think it's been like 50, but no, it's only been 22 years.
Did somebody just kind of in a meeting one day just said, you know what?
No.
Why don't we go out to the fairground? Or was it a specific choice not to be out there?
I think they tried it one time just for parking, and it wasn't successful. So when I went on the fair board, I said, you know, we ought to have Scenic Drive out here. And a lot of the board said, oh, we tried that. It won't work.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to try it again.
Yes.
And we tried it again, and it was pretty small the first year, but then it doubled and doubled and doubled. So,
do you see how it – and has it pulled – from downtown out to the fairground, have people moved there? Or
I don't. Of course, everybody blames this on that and this on that, that scenario. But we don't have a lot of vendors that came from downtown.
Gotcha.
The Spoon River Antique people, tractor people, moved out there because of room. I mean,
sure, you've got that big old space.
And they do demonstrations. They got a field out to the west. They plow. They do things.
Oh, boy.
And they were shucking corn, running it through the sheller this year. So they do demos. So, and they didn't have that much room uptown. So.
It just makes sense to be out there.
Well,
I mean, to get lots of great parking. Get a lot of vendors in one place. You got the big building, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, and we got nice restrooms
and
in the parking. You got to have parking. If you don't have parking, it's just really a disadvantage.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of parking.
Well, we talked just off the mic about a stop on the drive out there. We're not going to mention what it is, but if you don't have those, you mentioned that you've got to have a combination of three things, or people just aren't going to show up anymore. Got to have good parking, good restrooms.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and good vendors.
There you go. That's a pretty important combination, and I think you got that in. A lot of that at the fairgrounds.
We've strived to get that.
Yeah.
In the last few years, hopefully we can keep all those, but young people are not as involved with things as older people are, and as older people cannot do that anymore, you got to have young people take their place.
Yeah.
So we try to get young people involved and however way we can, and so that's what we're striving to do in the whole Knox County Scenic Drive.
Looking for a beautiful, beautiful weekend. How was last weekend?
Last weekend was really a bumper. I mean, it was bumper to bumper traffic, and everybody did very, very well as far as having a good time and finding those Christmas gifts that you want to find, but also looking at the trees. The trees were starting to turn last weekend.
Yes.
And so the countryside looked a lot different than in summertime. And
The farmers out and harvesting. You had beautiful weather. Just couldn't have been nicer, right?
It was beautiful.
And the same thing for this weekend, too.
Well, it's supposed to be really, really nice, but about 10 degrees
a little colder.
But, you know, that's fall.
That makes me like it even more.
And you put on a sweatshirt and you're warm and you thoroughly enjoy it. So,
that's right.
It should be a great weekend.
That's right. Well, we're going to step back a little bit and talk about you. Are you from around this area originally?
Yeah, Dehinda.
Okay.
I was raised in Dehinda and involved with the fair board for 27 years.
You're a farmer?
I have a small farm out there.
Gotcha. So how long have you been involved with the fair and the ag stuff there?
I think I started in 98.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
So 24 years.
Okay. How did you get involved with it? Somebody just said, hey, Tom, you need to come on.
Would you like to be on the fair board? And I thought, no, not really. And then they said, well, we'd like to have you. And then, you know, being young, you come on. And you have a lot of ideas you'd like to implement. So you try to get those ideas in place and try to get them going. But, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So
that's right.
Yeah. So you think, I said, I'll do it 10 years and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, 10 years flew by.
It did fly
by. In a heartbeat.
Yes, it did. But you've seen up and downs out there for the Knox County Fair.
Yes.
And I know we've talked about a lot of that here on WGIL over the years, you seen the fair, you know, the Knox County Fair, kind of the attendance go way down, but these last couple years, have a nice combination of things going on to make that a success.
Well, we've got a very good board right now that has a lot of good ideas that work.
Yeah.
And Lynn, my office manager, said that just because it didn't work 10 years ago,
that's right.
It may work today.
You're right. Well, you said that in our last segment, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's try. I know we didn't work back then, but let's try it again. Let's try something
different
else.
Different people.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some pretty big heartbreaks, especially when we talk about entertainment. I know those stories still go around of the Judds coming in and walking off and other things like that. And, you know, those things are... You know, you can't get back up until you fall, right?
No, you can't. That's very true.
Yeah.
But you know, the marketing is so much different now than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we market. They market so many different ways, and you can wait till the day of and buy your tickets online and drive to the venue to the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And have a printed ticket, or you tap your phone and get in.
It's done. Yeah.
And if it's raining, I don't think I'll go. But if it's not raining, let's go.
Well, that's another thing too. The especially the scenic drive, very weather dependent.
Entirely weather dependent. Yes.
But you do have there at the fairgrounds, and we talked a little bit in our last segment about being the biggest stop on the Knox County Scenic Drive. That building's pretty important. There.
It's big. We have a waiting list to get in that building because it's heated, restrooms there, concrete floor, everything's stored there week to week, and we use all of our buildings. All our buildings are full.
Yes. So. Now, let's talk about a little. I'd like to reach back and talk a little bit about the history of the Knox County Scenic Drive. How long has it been going on?
I think 70, that we tried to research back, and I think it's 74. It started with the Knox County Scenic Drive.
Isn't that something? Coming on 50 years of the Knox County Scenic Drive.
Yes, 50
That's
years.
That's amazing. Yes. And you were telling us that one of the first stops?
One of the first stops was Bill Folger's farm in Dehinda.
Okay.
And Dehinda is a town of 100, 125 people. And I think they kind of estimated 10,000 people went to Bill Folger's farm through the one street in Dehinda. And everybody just can't believe there's lines of traffic going in and out.
And they probably thought to themselves, I think we got something here.
And the big part of it was he didn't allow any vendors. They had none.
Well, what did they do?
They looked at the scenery. They had a black powder chute.
Oh, be darned.
They had mule rides. And the 4-H group sold buffalo burgers and whole hog sandwiches. And that was the extent of the vendors. There was nothing to buy.
Gosh. Wow. And how many other stops at that time? You had Folgers, or were there other stops along?
Not in Knox County.
That
I think they
Knox
were
Knox County,
one.
And he was the only
Ellisville,
stop.
Maybe. There, Ellisville and one of the others down there was the
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something? So, so at what, probably the next, when did they start letting vendors in? Probably that next year, right? They said, hey.
No.
No.
He didn't let any vendors in until he sold the farm.
I'll be darned.
No, he wouldn't let, no, he said, this is not a vendor show. This is a scenery show, and let people get out in the countryside and look at what's here.
We're doing a little history lesson here on the Knox County Scenic Drive.
Yes.
And you were taking us back to almost 50 years ago, 1974, and the only stop in Knox County was a farm in Dehinda that brought like 10,000 people, but no vendors. When did they start? So did the next year they start opening it up to other stops?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I was a 4-H leader, and okay. Our 4-H was one of the only vendors that were down there, and we sold.
Were at the first one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Our 4-H group was, and
right.
we sold whole hog sandwiches and buffalo burgers, and that's all we sold.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like you guys would have been busy too.
But it was unbelievable because we had our 4-H group made tons of money.
Oh, I bet.
Because the farmers around there donated the pigs.
Oh, boy.
And so we had no expenses.
Yeah. What were you selling a buffalo burger
I
for
think
back
a buck.
Then? A buck, yeah.
I think a dollar.
Oh, my gosh.
I think a dollar.
And, that's amazing.
But the kids, they ended up, you know, with like $6,000 or $8,000 in their treasury. And we think, and we're trying to get them to do a bake sale, a $50 bake sale. They're going, why would we want to do that?
Yeah, that's right. Let's go back out to the farm.
Yeah.
We just have to do it once a year.
Why would we do that?
Bust our butts for 4 days. And that's
so we ended up just kind of saying, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
This is not good for the kids. And,
but it
turned into a really money-making thing for them. And,
yeah.
Of course, the adults had as much fun as the kids.
Yeah.
Because we were cooking the pigs at nighttime, and they were serving in the daytime.
Yeah. Well, now Knoxville has kind of had turned into the central kind of this whole Knox County Scenic Drive.
Yeah,
the park
and
the,
all the historical sites there.
Oh,
were,
yeah.
That was a big draw in Knoxville. That was a huge draw.
Huge. And you and I were talking, because I grew up on Route 97 between Maquon and Rapitee. Just, you know, we were at our house was the place where the old Bennington Schoolhouse.
Yes.
And when I was a little kid, people would just stop by there and walk around our yard.
Yes.
Because
they
used to go to school there, and I'd say, Mom, there's somebody out
yard.
But Maquon, you and I, we talked about, you know, Maquon was a big stop.
That was one of the original stops, too.
Ooh, that was a big stop.
Yep.
Huge. And one of the big reasons was the Western Shootout.
Yes, at the OK Corral there.
Oh, man, that was something else.
And the bar, I mean, that was huge.
The saloon girls, and they'd fight, and the guys would bust out of the doors.
And they had horses.
They had a reverend going around blessing the dead. And
yes. It was a show.
Oh, it was so.
It was actually a shootout show.
Yeah.
Live horses. I mean, they rode in on horses.
Wonderful.
Like the Westerns scenes.
Yeah.
And the Benson brothers had all the horses.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable.
That's right.
It was just a show.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful stops. And I'd like to take that. We're talking with Tom Colopy. He's the chairman of the Knox County Scenic Drive Committee. And this is the time to get out and just see everything that Knox County has to offer. And we're going to run through all the stops here. And we want to highlight a few things, Tom, because there's a lot of great things that people, maybe you said, well, I've been out on the scenic drive before. There's a lot of things that maybe you forgot that were out there. Where do you want to start on our little tour Tom?
We kind of covered the fairgrounds.
Yeah, we did the fairgrounds because that's the biggest stop.
And uptown Knoxville, you know, they've got the jail.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got the museum there. And they got the log cabin, the jail, and they've got a lot of historic buildings there. Very good photo ops. That's the history part.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the Knoxville area.
Yeah.
Is that park. And so if you don't do anything else in Knoxville, you need to drive and look around at the park because the park has some very interesting older stuff.
That's right.
And some very, very nice architect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as good as they could be in the 1840s,
that's right.
50s.
You had mentioned, so right outside of Knoxville, they got the Wolf-Covered Bridge there.
Yeah, the Wolf-Covered Bridge is another stop on there. There's no vendors. It's just the Wolf-Covered Bridge. And, of course, the original bridge burnt down.
That's right.
And they put a replica up, but it's pretty, if you didn't know the difference, yeah, you couldn't tell. And it's a very nice photo op.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a nice area to drive down through there.
Absolutely.
So that's one of them. And the Walnut Grove Farm, of course, yep, is right at the edge of Knoxville.
Right at the edge of Knoxville.
And there's a very historic barn that Jan King has fixed up. And she's got it full of vendors.
Yeah.
And she has very unique things in there. That's a jurored stop. So you have to be voted in. And
you said a juried stop.
Yes.
So what? What's that process?
The vendors okay you to come in.
No kidding. As a stop. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be included as a vendor, you've got to be approved by all of the current vendors.
Yes. Wow. They have a board, and so they've got some very very unique gifts and you know, paintings and dried flowers.
Yeah.
And wall hangings and soaps and, you know, and hers is a lot of handmade things.
Yeah.
They have to be handmade. Jewelry
too. Live music too.
Yes, right? They have live music out there. And they have a huge produce selection for pumpkins, gourds, and whatever. So that's a very unique stop.
Walnut Grove Farm. And that's north of, when you get to the outside of town there on the east side of town.
Yes.
You
go take north.
That, go that
it's about
north.
A half a mile down there.
Yeah.
It's easy
to find.
Well marked.
Yeah.
And she's got plenty of parking.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that you don't want to miss when you're in Knoxville.
Well, I've been out there for a wedding in that barn. That's just amazing out there. It's beautiful.
I don't know how old that barn is, but they've put a ton of work into it.
Yep.
It's a very unique old barn.
That's right.
The whole countryside's really nice out there.
Tom Colopy is the chairman of the Knox County Scenic Drive Committee, our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. We're taking a tour on the Knox County Scenic Drive, talking about some of the highlights. So where are we going to next, Tom?
We covered Mequon a little bit, but the
Mequon's back.
Mequon's back.
It kind of went down, and now it's coming back.
It's coming back in the park. A very nice old park.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of unique vendors in there.
Yeah.
And they're kind of known for, if you like, flea market items.
Oh,
they're kind of known for a flea market.
Yeah, sure.
But they also have food. They have and they have some music in there on the bandstand this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
So and there's plenty of parking around the park. And so it's a very unique stop, and it's right on 97 as you're leaving.
Yes. Very easy to get to. Yeah, I grew up in Mequon, and I remember making apple fritters for the church there. And now, do they still have? Does the church do anything there down there?
As the people get older,
it's like
they want to quit.
20% do 80% of the work, and the 20% is getting older.
They want to quit.
How about Fruit Hill School down there?
Fruit Hill School, I'm not sure if it's open or not.
I don't think it's open for tours this year, but you can certainly
walk around.
It. It's this the old schoolhouse there. Wonderful.
And that's Mequon.
And they've got some good wooden footbridges is what I was going to say too. If you want to walk around Mequon,
old
footbridges down there. I remember running on those when I was a kid too.
Well,
so
Mequon's an old town. And they used to have the Indian teepee, but that's kind of hard to get.
Yeah,
it's hard to get things.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get. Everybody says, "Well, why don't you get somebody making this, or somebody making that, or somebody making rag rugs, or somebody?" You can't find people to do that.
Right.
Because people don't do it.
No, they don't. That's right. So where are we going to next? So we're in Mequon.
Okay.
Where are we headed?
We're going to Dehinda, that's the actual scenic part
yes,
of the scenic drive.
That's right.
And that drive out there down 150 is the most scenic part of scenic drive of any of the stops.
Hmm.
Going down into Dehinda, it sets in the valley, the general store's down there, the Dehinda General Store.
Oh, that's a wonderful place.
110 years old.
Yeah,
and a young fella redid it, and he's got things in there that they're all handmade.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures on the website here. It's really wonderful.
Yeah.
You can go to KnoxCountyScenicDrive.com and click on every one of the stops there. But when you click on Dehinda, you do see some pictures of the Dehinda General Store.
Yeah.
Really
and,
nice.
And there's a, now there's not many vendors there. There's a few vendors outside, but he's got a little deck on the back that you can sit out there and have a sandwich and watch the trains go across this bridge, which has got to be old.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, but like you said, it's the most picturesque stop on the drive.
I
mean, the hills, you're kind of down in the valley, and it's just all, it's beautiful out there.
And Tara, on the way out there, is Tara Colopy's got some vendors at her farmstead there.
Okay.
And it's marked out, and she's got some very unique things that she's handmade, and she's part of the Dehinda stop. So you need to stop and see her.
Absolutely.
It's right on the way.
The Dehinda Methodist Church, too, dates back to, I'm reading this, 1904.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You see some history there.
There's not anything there, but you're welcome to go back there and take a picture.
Yeah, know. Absolutely.
Take some pictures. Dehinda's not a very big town. It's like 100 to 125 people.
Well, so. I saw the sign from the pictures of the Dehinda General Store. There's a sign that says, let me see if I look at this, where it says, welcome to Dehinda, population 130 on the banks of the Spoon River.
Yep, that's correct. That's correct.
130, probably less than that now,
right?
Yeah,
I was going to say 125. But.
And here we are the last week. It's going to be beautiful. And
it's
going
to be two weekends in a row.
That's right. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And that just doesn't happen every year, does it, Tom?
No, normally you have one good weekend and one not so good. But this weekend is Scenic Drive is going to be 2+ weekends.
My gosh, that's just,
boy. Which is great. It's great for everybody.
Are you seeing, and I don't know how you keep track of this, but are we thinking that this could be record crowds?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, that it may be record crowds.
Yeah.
And the only way, we don't have car counters, we don't have people counters, nobody has for us, but I look at my parking lot and the rows of cars.
There you go.
And how many rows of cars are in my parking lot, and if I got two parking lots, and if they get into the second parking lot, I'm really happy.
Yeah.
Last weekend, I was two rows in the last parking lot. So I'm thinking we got 50 to 20% more people.
My gosh.
Yeah,
it's big. Well,
so I was thankful.
Yeah. And how is it as far as getting in? Say Knoxville's the biggest stop on the Knox County Scenic Drive. How's the flow? I mean, is it easy to get in and out and all that?
It's pretty easy to get in.
Okay.
Any of our stops is easy to get in.
Yeah.
Knoxville, if you need to do your diligence and figure out, you know, where can I park?
Yeah.
You know, don't buy a watermelon and carry it 5 blocks because that's not going to work for you. But you know, most of the time you can ask your vendor and they can tell you, pull your car up. If you bought this, pull your car up here and I'll put it in for you. And that's the way we are at the fair. That's the way all of them are.
That's right. Tom Colopy is the chairman of the Knox County Scenic Drive Committee. We're taking a little tour of all the stops of the Scenic Drive. We have 2 stops left.
Yes.
Where are we heading to next, Tom?
St. Augustine.
Okay.
On Route 41. 116 Junction.
Do you say St. Augustine or St. I say St. Augustine.
I say
St. Augustine.
I've said it both ways. I don't know.
I've been corrected when somebody, but you know, I say
St. Augustine. Yeah.
It's St. Augustine is what somebody told me.
I went,
really? Because I have never heard that before. But if that's what you want, I'll call it St. Augustine. But it's a nice little quaint little town, isn't it?
Very small.
Yeah.
Very quaint. But Becky Frederick started that, I think maybe her third or fourth year. And her thing is St. Jude's Pumpkin.
That's right. It's Fat Freddy's.
Fat Freddy's at the Junction.
Yes.
But her main goal is to raise money for St. Jude's with pumpkin sales.
That's right.
And that's what she concentrates on all the time.
And it's right there on the junction of 116 and 41.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And
so
she's got ample parking there. She has... vendors with primitives. That's what she strives for is primitives.
Right,
and
right.
So they have food there. Yeah. They have, and of course, the pumpkins.
Yeah.
And I think her pumpkins is all a donation.
Yeah, that's right. And I know they've raised tens of thousands of dollars over the last few years.
I think they raised 20 last year.
Oh, my gosh. I did not realize it was much.
She she raised all the pumpkins, her and her family.
I talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she said, I got to get going because I got to go pick. We're picking pumpkins this afternoon for the for the Fat Freddy's Pumpkin Patch. And I drove by there last weekend just through that junction. Man, they were busy. There's a lot. They've squeezed a lot onto that property there.
She told me she was hoping to have enough to get through the weekend. Almost sold out.
Well, what a wonderful way to do that. Oh. And all the proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Peoria.
Yes.
Wonderful is that?
Yes.
Yeah,
she's really tickled when she can raise a lot of money for St. Jude's.
I did notice, I'm looking at the website here, they've got Mennonite baked goods and garden items as well.
Yes.
And local honey.
Yep. they got honey, they got mums. She's got an array of things that attract people, and she's only going to get bigger.
Yeah, that's going to be they're going to have to figure out where they're going to expand to.
Yes.
Are they going to go catty cornered there into Twisted Sisters?
I don't know
there?
If they're going to go, but I know that they're going to be limited in space if they keep expanding.
Yeah, especially for parking and all that
stuff.
Oh,
yes. Parking is a big problem. Parking's a big problem. You know, it's fine, you can attract 10,000 people to come to your place, but you gotta have a place to put the cars.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
exactly,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. And we've got one more stop to hit on the scenic drive.
This is Gilson, and Gilson's a very interesting stop.
Yeah.
And I love the old school building there, and I wish somebody could buy it and fix it up.
Oh.
It is the oldest wooden school structure in the county.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Globetrotters played there in the 30s.
Wow.
But it's been, and the Boy Scouts had haunted house there for years, but it kind of got in disarray. And nobody wants to put any money into it.
Oh, I see. Well, it takes, it's going to take it's going to take a lot to get that going.
But I love that structure and I love that thing. And that's what they use the ground around the park for car shows, bike shows, whatever they can. And the fire department started that stop back up. It was a stop back for years and years and years. And then it got kind of let go and it wasn't a stop until the fire department said, we want to open it up to make some money for the fire department.
Nice.
And so, and they've done a good job with it.
Yeah. Well, it's you have to at least try to get it going again, and hopefully it'll attract more people as they go along. Because I know they said they've got like little local yard sales and kind of things all around the town.
Yeah.
So it's more than just that one little You can drive around.
You can drive around and find yard sales, and there's a couple antique dealers that have things set up. And but you know, these little towns that are like under 200. I mean, you're very limited on people and space and whatever.
Yeah,
so
right.
And getting a new stop started, everybody says, well, what do? Do you just advertise for vendors? Well, you can, but you're not going to get any.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to come to your stop. And you're brand new and you don't have anybody to attract you.
Gotcha.
So you need vendors to get the crowd to come.
Yeah.
And you need a crowd to get the vendors. So,
it's a chicken and egg thing.
Yes.
Right, I mean, Tom, yeah.
So you're not going to.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
I'll be darned. Tom Colopy is the chairman of the Knox County Scenic Drive Committee. Are you sticking on the committee for a while?
I hope so, but you know, you never know.
Do you change chairmans all the time, or are you chairman next year?
Well, we did change for a while, and then about the last 5 years.
I've been there. I was going to ask, how do you, you know, if you could, are there any stops that you would love to add to the Knox County Scenic Drive?
I would love to add anybody that had something very unique and very historic. And I've asked some communities that, you know, you could add to the stop if you wanted to. And but people say we don't have enough volunteers. We don't have enough people to do that. Victoria's one.
Yeah.
And
boy, they should be.
Etherly coal mine was out there, and the depot's there, the old depot, and and that Methodist church is old. But they said, you know, we don't have enough people.
It takes a lot, and you know, like Abingdon too. I'm from Abingdon. That used to be a decent stop on the drive, but it's probably just not enough people to make it happen, right?
We haven't had any interest from Abingdon, we contact those communities and say, you know, would you like to be part of the scenic drive stop?
Yeah.
And we could use more stops.
Sure. We could use more stops. So how does somebody, so if they, you know, they're listening, they want to get something like that going, they just contact you guys?
Yes, okay. Just contact us and, yeah. You know, and have a plan of what you plan on doing, and then we review it, and then we haven't turned very many people down as far as.
But you have to have certain standards. I mean, you don't want just some, some crap sale out there. I mean,
and it's a dry, you know, if you're going to just put five vendors in a cornfield.
No, you've got to, it's got to fit with the brand of the Knox County Scenic Drive.
It's a family show.
Family show.
And so there's no alcohol sales involved with it.
Sure.
And we don't turn that many people down. Just don't have people to ask.
Right. We've talked real quick our last few minutes here. We're going to talk about some of the marketing. It's changed so much over the years. It used to be just in like a big booklet or something. And
A flyer
that would be sent out. Now you got the website, and that's been since you've been on the committee, right, involved with
it. It's digital advertising.
Yeah.
And
Facebook and social media.
You know, the map, it's like everybody's all concerned about, we got to have a map. And most folks going on the drive put the address.
Yeah, on their phone.
On their GPS, drive to it.
And that's why you go to, it looks like they've got the Knox County Scenic Drive's got a great website, knoxcountyscenicdrive.com. And you can also find them on Facebook. They've got lots of pictures. In fact, I was just looking at a picture of apple dumplings, caramel apples, and more from Maquan. So, and that's just the most recent from a while. And they've just got all that stuff. Everything, like you had mentioned, live music in Maquan, that's on there as well. So you can find some more up-to-the-minute information all weekend long. I'm sure people are posting.
Yeah, they're posting things on there that they might have or they might try to have.
That's
or,
right.
Or whatever. And so... If people, but the marketing part of it, we're not running as many paper ads.
Yeah.
We're doing digital ads.
Yeah,
we're doing, but we advertise a lot in the Chicago area.
Sure.
We
try to get those people down here. Yeah.
Yeah. I put an ad in the, up there in 27 different suburbs.
So, yeah.
And hopefully we get a lot of people come down for the day. And
absolutely.
So that's the way we have to market.
It's going
to
be a great day to drive from Chicago down to downstate Illinois for the Knox County Scenic Drive,
right? But people will say, well, why didn't they go the back way to here there? People from Schaumburg do not know what the back way is.
Yeah.
They do not know.
I'm going to tell you, Tom, when I was growing up there on Route 97 Maquan, we used to think that the back way into London Mills there by Rapid Tea, we thought that was the secret. We could get around all the traffic.
No.
It ain't no secret no more.
No.
I mean, it didn't take long for people to realize. And then that was ruined. So,
yeah.
There are no secret ways anymore, are
there? There are no secrets.
Well, Tom, thank you so much to you and the committee and all the vendors and every volunteer that helps make the Knox County Scenic Drive as successful as it is. And I'm so thankful that we've got a couple weekends of beautiful weather. You guys deserve it.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for having us, Dan.
Thank you for joining us here.
And I really appreciate the time to talk with you, and hopefully we'll have another successful year.
You got it. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.